A pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Deacon Cameron Saunders, serving as the assistant curate in the parish of Holy Cross in Highbury Park on New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Word of God, written in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around and said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to them, his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." In today's New Testament lesson for the evening office, we hear the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, or perhaps the enlisting vineyard owner. It may be that these words of Jesus were included by Matthew as a sort of theological response to the question posed in chapter 19 and verse 16 by the rich young ruler. "Master, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" Perhaps this parable, which is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, was intentionally set here to present a teaching of Jesus about how eternal life is gained. The characters in the story are the vineyard owner and the hired hands. When we look at the story from a human or earthly perspective, it appears pretty simple on the surface. But even looking a bit deeper, with respect to culture, we can see that some complex social and cultural norms and practices are involved. Then, since Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven, we are immediately called to seek meaning in the story from a divine perspective. For many, we instantly pick up Jesus' cues that God is the vineyard owner and that the laborers are us, dependent humans. The crux of the story is that God is generous and gracious in the way he welcomes and invites persons to service and relationship with him. That is, as some understand it, into the kingdom of heaven, perfect, unbroken communion with God, here, synonymous with eternal life. In the parable, The vineyard owner makes a series of trips to the gathering place for workers for hire, in order to find laborers for his property. The story speaks about common vine dressing, but it can be understood that Jesus is really speaking about what we understand today as Christianity and relationship with and service for and to God. Thus, God is conveyed as a generous inviter, as Jesus paints him as an employer who seeks employees even until the last hour of the day, and agrees to pay them each the standard rate for a day's labor. Thus, the latecomers, who are paid first, by the way, are paid the same as those who worked hard all day and endured all the harshness that kind of work involves. Quite possibly, Jesus tells this story not to bring to light the human tendency to complain, but rather to reveal the magnitude of God's mercy. Possibly, within the grouping of the laborers, there can be perceived varying degrees of aptitude, and thus varying degrees of inherent value or worth as laborers. Those chosen at the beginning of the day were perhaps those who had the physical stature that attracted the interest of employers. They were likely the healthy, skilled, and strong. Those chosen near the end of the day were likely the lame and deformed, and the strangers, possibly refugees and aliens. It may very be that the vineyard owner kept going back intentionally to find laborers, not for the sake of the task, but rather for the sake of the workers themselves. It seems the vineyard owner is intentionally going out to choose those who initially would not have been chosen because of their infirm, lowly condition. To give a day's pay to those who could not do a full day's labor because of their inability, or poor stamina. The vineyard owner may very well have made out in his mind to give a chance to work and earn a wage to those left behind, possibly seeing the overlooked persons as they stood out more and more each time he went out. This then may give reason for the way the gospel writer ends the parable with the owner's response, "Why be jealous because I am kind?" Maybe today, believers need to take better notice of those who need mercy. Maybe, brothers and sisters, it is we who are to make the choice to be merciful like our Heavenly Father, to offer kindness and relief to those at the fringes of society, inviting those who at first glance do not fit into the sanctified Christian profile. Let us then be gracious in our invitation to life with Christ. Let us, like the vineyard owner, be gracious in calling others to our Savior, because he's one who's got sufficient funds to hire the whole world into his service. Amen. Thank you all for joining in this morning devotion. I invite you now to say with me the grace. And for those of you whose custom it is, I ask you to sign yourself with the sign of the cross as we say it together. As we together now say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen. God bless you all. I pray you continue to have a great day, and please feel welcome to share this devotion with any and all you feel so inclined. Good day.